My name is Isabella Barlow. I'm 17 years old. Today is December 11th, and I'm speaking with Tracy Padfield, who is my mother. All right, Mom, are you proud of me?
I'm very proud of you. I've always been proud of you. You have always excelled in everything that you try. You're a very happy, very sweet, loving person to everyone. You always want to help. You've always helped with caring for your grandparents and caring for your brother. You even used to brush his hair when he was little. But anyway, I'm very proud of you. It's beyond words how proud of you I am.
What are your dreams for me?
To be happy. I think everybody deserves happiness. And success, I know you'll be very successful, but I definitely want you to be happy with your success. You amaze me every day and always have. Ever since you were little, you used to make up your own homework because you just didn't think you were getting enough. You're always just striving to be the best, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. What advices would you give me about raising my own children?
Oh, wow. I think you'll do an excellent job and be an excellent parent because you're so loving. I would just say be supportive of their dreams. Just make sure they're taken care of, and I don't see any problem with that because you're just a very caring person. As I said, you've always taken care of your baby brother, and I just see such good qualities of you as being a parent. And I know you'll help them with their homework. You're perfect at that. You've always loved to help people. You've helped your brother, you've helped your friends, and you've always been right there for people, so you'll be right there for your child, and always take out time for your children. I know you'll have a wonderful career, but always take out time for your children and be with them.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
I don't know. I think as a parent, you try to do what's best for your child. It is everything that's presented your way. I don't see where I would raise you any differently. You're just, in my eyes, you're perfect. So I don't see any way I could improve you. So I don't see any different way I would have raised you. I think you become a beautiful, young, successful, intelligent person, and you always do the right choices. So probably something that I would change, but at the moment I can't think of any.
Okay, thank you for that information. What were the hardest moments when I was growing up?
There wasn't any really, really hard moments, but as you being adopted, there were some challenges because you had your mind set on something, and you just had to learn our new routine in the house. You were very strict on your brothers, and you're probably more strict than I was. You were just like, at the moment, time, and just everything. But I don't think there was any hard moments. You're a very easy child. You always did your homework. You always helped around the house when you wanted to. You always helped with everything. You helped with your grandfather. You've been a wonderful child.
Okay, what were your siblings like?
I have a sister, and she was she's 5 years younger than I am, and my mom was a single mom, and so I had to help with her. And so I learned a lot from her, just trying to help with her. And she's a lot like I am, I guess, because I pretty much raised her too. But she's a really good person. She's very successful.
Okay. What was I like as a young child?
Oh, you were very energetic. You were very intelligent. You were always wanting to do extra work at school. You were always wanting to do everything. You gave it your all. You played basketball and you gave it your all. Everything, you just tried 100% more than you're supposed to. You were so driven. You very sweet, loving, loved to go to your grandmother's and you'd watch movies with her. You'd love to go to your grandfather's and he thought you were just the best thing ever. And you were so wonderful. You're a wonderful, sweet child.
Okay. Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
I was thinking, she's beautiful. She's just beautiful. I just couldn't believe how beautiful you were. I knew from the moment I saw you, you were my daughter.
Okay. How did you choose my name?
It was very hard. I was just thinking and thinking and trying to think. And I just felt that your name, Isabella, would just suit a beautiful young girl. And your name means what it meant in the Chinese, but it meant in American language.
Do you have any favorite stories about me?
Well, I have just tons of stories. I can do super funny stories. I guess the funniest one was, I just tell a little funny story. You were so cute. You would just fall asleep anywhere. And one time I was talking with a friend and you were standing up beside me. I guess you kind of got bored, so you fell asleep. And you fell asleep standing up. And she asked, "Is she asleep?" And I looked down and you were sound asleep standing up.
Okay. What are your dreams for your children?
Oh, to be happy and successful.
Are these repeating? How has being a parent changed you? Are these repeating?
How has a parent changed me? I've been a parent a long time. But being a parent to a daughter has really enlightened me. I love the fact that we can... You're just there, and it's your that you're so I don't know. It's different. I have boys, and having a girl is so nice because right now you're at the age where you actually help me with makeup. You help me with the new stuff. But when you're younger, it was so much fun dressing you up and just having a little girl around. It was just such a blessing to have you.
When did you first find out that you'd be a parent, and how do you feel?